Where you going for that good info? You know you got to go to Kenyatta Williams Show. Let's go. Where you going for that good info? You know you got to go to Kenyatta Williams Show. Let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, yada, yada. Only on Kenyatta Williams Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kenyatta Williams. Welcome to the Kenyatta Williams Show. Yes, it is I. Yes, I'm not that consistent as far as with my shows yet. And yes, I'm still dibbing and dabbing with this podcast thing. Of course, I was one of the first to do the podcast thing. But at the end of the day, it's still on my time and in God's timing. And when I feel that it should kick off. I'm currently recording shows and setting up for 2023. And if it's meant for it to happen in 2023, it will. If it ain't, then it'll be in 2024, 2025. You know what I mean? In case y'all haven't noticed, I am not one of the ones that allow social media or a mass of amount of individuals to necessarily curve my thoughts. You know what I mean? I'm grounded in what I feel is real and what I feel is right. And at the end of the day, only me and my creator is the one that will cause me to deviate or change my decisions. I don't care how many million of y'all is. Have fun. Knock yourself the fuck out. But basically, I think it's affecting y'all more than it's affecting me. Because actually, it's not that big of an effect at all. You know what I mean? Like the old me. Since we're talking about spirituality, you know, this spirituality division that I've changed my show so it can be a part of. I was in the hip-hop category doing, like, hip-hop commentary, but then I said, okay, I can't do that because you have to have clearance for the music that you play. I didn't know that, you know, you have to have the rights to these certain songs and so forth. You know what I mean? So we changed to spirituality, especially since I'm not big on religion and I'm actually more of a spiritual person. I think that'd be something that I'll be able to stay along the guidelines of. You know what I mean? Everything might not be inspirational. Some things might be more informative or whatever the case may be. But on the spirituality aspect, it's all under the lines of spirituality because I'm a spiritual individual. I prayed this morning. I close my eyes. I meditate. I listen. And I allow my heart and just the pure energy within inside of my soul to just generate and exuberate out into the ether as I pray, you know. And I pray intensely, you know, and don't necessarily rather have to even be with words. It's just from the purity within my energy, just my chi. You know, like Soul Glow from, what was that? The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy and Shownuff. Get my cup versus, you know. But I find it pretty amazing and pretty interesting. The collaborative, massive effort that has been channeled towards trying to cause me to so-called humble myself. Didn't work. Still K-Rock. Still a shit. Not effective whatsoever. Like I keep saying, if anything, it was counterproductive. I'm flattered. Shit. All that for little old me? Really? You dig? But ladies and gentlemen, Kenyatta Williams, coming at you from the southeast side of Chicago. Great guy. Great heart. Stay spiritual. Stay focused on God. You know, I'm from the old era to where people were more nice as opposed to being mean. You know, we were more respectful, more empathetic. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to rob the old and elderly people, you know, we was actually helping them with groceries, bring groceries in the house, you know, with no ulterior motive, not expecting no money or whatever, just from the nice generosity that's built and instilled within me. You know what I mean? Like, ever since the end of 2019, woo-wee, y'all been cutting up. I swear it's been went into like a hyperbolized Twilight Zone, Tweak Mode era. Like, what the fuck? Like, damn. Y'all been going ham. I promise you, on a day-to-day basis, I come across more individuals that's mentally unstable as opposed to individuals that are mentally sane. And then I get the people that has heard my podcast, heard my show, walk past looking stupid as hell, looking goofy, smiling, looking looking crazy. I ain't gonna say that word, but looking crazy. Crazy as fuck. Like, man, speak. Say what's up. How you doing? You know what I mean? Yada, yada, yada. Or yada. Or yada, yada. Something. You know what I mean? I'm just looking, smiling, looking crazy. For real. Because we got enough weird people in this world, and mental instability is at an all-time high right now. You know what I mean? And just listen to me. Listen to how I speak. So, to the people that can't even pronounce words correctly, saying shit like straight, street, and shit like that, check this out. In order to make someone feel some type of way or feel less of an individual, you probably would need to be either on their level or, I guess, very good at the power of persuasion, especially when somebody like me, because it's not happening. K-Rock, you know what I'm saying? Kenyatta Williams Show, let's go. I do want to talk about something that touched my heart that I seen on the news the other day. I don't know if y'all familiar, but I heard about an Uber driver that was killed, murdered. And it wasn't in Chicago. This was in either New York, I think it was, or New Jersey or something. I'm not 100% sure. But in any case, it brought tears to my eyes. It was a lady, you know, a sister that was killed, that was murdered, that was an Uber driver. And the reason why is just because this guy just said, okay, he woke up and said he wanted to kill somebody. So he said he's going to kill an Uber driver, whatever Uber driver came his way. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. That's just ignorant. Seriously. That's why I say spiritual warfare, once again, is at an all-time high. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Please read that. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Please, pretty please, read that. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people is not into the Bible like how they used to be back in the day. I've even become a little bit more cynical and skeptical. But I will say this, it's God's word. It might have been remixed a little bit here and there. People then wrote theyself, try to incorporate theyself into something that they as was not even a part of, nowhere even in existence of. And we know that. You know what I mean? That's what certain people do, you know. You got some people out here that would rather look at you like you ain't shit and down you for the actions that you take or the actions that your youth take when they're the creators of the situation from the get-go. I mean, that was the whole point, right? That was their whole objective. If that was their whole point and objective, I mean, why are you acting so baffled? So stop the shenanigans. You did what you did. You wanted shit to be in the way that it is. So don't complain. You know what I mean? All this ignorance and fuckery. And I'm so sick of seeing situations happen over and over and over again. And then people like, oh, I can't believe they did that. Da, 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 da. Dude, it's common fucking sense. They don't give a fuck about you. Real talk. They don't give a fuck about us. That's what I meant to say. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about me. They don't give a fuck about us. They pretend like they do. But in all actuality, they really don't give a fuck about us. Pardon my language. But it's true. Not just saying it on some cliche shit. I'm telling you facts. They don't give a fuck about us. Seriously. I just be watching even some news broadcasters sometime, or news anchors, when they be reporting stories, just like the lady that reported the story about the cab driver that was killed. You know what I mean? She didn't sound like she had any type of empathy or malice or anything, just in her voice. To be honest, before the damn camera came on or whatever, before she recognized and acknowledged that they was live, she was like doing her makeup or something, just like she ain't give a damn. Now, I know, you know, with the reporting industry, I would assume or imagine that you deal with a lot of different situations to where you have to have your mind kind of immune to emotions. But at the end of the day, you also should be able to convey some type of feeling of just compassion or concern, you know, to your listeners, because it just sounds a little cold-hearted, you know, and robotic, you know what I mean? And nowadays, it just seems like majority of the world is becoming pods, robots, androids, you know, just not natural, no organicness about them anymore, you know what I mean? Fake limbs, fake trees, fake food, fake people, you know what I mean? So, me, I love myself. I'm gonna continue to love myself. I don't give a fuck how many of you motherfuckers think that you can come towards me and make me feel some type of way against myself, but it's not gonna fucking happen. Kenyatta Williams, K-Rock, is the shit to himself. I don't give a fuck what I might not have financially or whatever fucking popularity status or likes and all this old shit. I don't give a fuck about that goofy ass shit. Seriously, what I care about and where my concern lies is in the hearts and the spirits of us as a humanity, and just trying to impress God more so than impress the devil. Because you're going to be a vessel, like I said, anywhere it goes. It's just who you want to be a vessel for. You want to be a vessel working for the good, and you want to be a vessel working for the bad. You know what I mean? Because like I said, the devil out here, he out here having a ball. Him and his demons, they out here tap dancing, getting it the fuck in. I'm talking about, man, I've never seen the likeness of some of the things that I have seen, or I never thought or never could imagine that I would have witnessed some of the things in which I have seen. Like, whoa, I'm talking, man, like Manchurian Candidate, They Live with Roddy Piper, that type of shit, Enemy of the State type of shit. Oh yeah, and by the way, Big Brother is on my ass. When I tell you they listening to every damn thing I do, manipulating shit, altering shit, all kinds of shit. I used to crack jokes about the shit and say that they was on me. Okay, well, it's official. Like, like for real, for real. And all I can say, y'all, is if you are sure of who you are as an individual, continue to be you. Continue to love you. Continue to stay grounded in you. Fuck people's opinions. You're not going to be able to please everybody. People are different. You know what I mean? What God has for me is for me. It ain't for you. Yours is different. Your path is different from my path. You know what I mean? That's what makes the world so beautiful. And just because I'm pro-black, people quit thinking that that means that I'm anti any other ethnicity and coming by me trying to test me to see, oh, is he racist? Is he prejudiced? No, I'm not. I judge people off of their spirits. For real. If you're good to me, I'm good to you. You know? But what I won't continue to take is people continuing to put my people down and try to make my people feel like they not shit when they so fucking amazing and so beautiful. I ain't even finna go into detail, but I mean, we so cold, we so dope. 4.3 million years we've been in existence in this world, you know what I mean? And what they say, black no crack, you know what I mean? Just stronger genetically, all the way around the board, made in the image and the likeness of he. You dig? Like, for real. Speaking of which, I've been questioning. I wonder, is God a woman? And the reason why I say that is because women give birth to life. You know what I mean? So I wonder, is God a woman sometimes? You know, they already reversed everything and tried to flip everything and change every damn thing around. And what's good is bad, bad is good. You know what I mean? I don't believe hardly none of the shit that I've learned in the past. Like, for real, these weird, strange, crazy motherfuckers, get the fuck out of here. They ain't got the nerve to try to tear me down and take down my character. You know what I mean? Assassinate my character to try to make me look bad. So therefore, when I bring the message, people won't be so inclined to listen to it, because now they like, oh, he's crazy ass, or oh, he ain't got no followers. Yeah, dum-dums. That's because Facebook shut me the fuck down. You dig what I'm saying? Honestly, it's common sense. You know, just look at how it used to be as opposed to how it is now. Quit speculating. Quit just thinking dumb shit. And then when I got people that know that I know the truth about them and situations that I could expose them, and ooh, baby, the information that I know on their ass, they doing everything in their power to try to attack my character. You get what I'm saying? It's a couple of people, local Chi-Town individuals. You know, they buy friends. They pay for friends. They pay for loyalty. You know, they dangle money around them and all that old shit. And people be like little fish going up to the top of the fishbowl when you sprinkle fish food in the fishbowl. You know, they shoot up. They dangle. You know what I mean? That's what they do. You know, I ain't never been a follower type of dude. I've always had that leadership type of persona about myself. Maybe because I'm an only child. I don't know. Maybe because I'm short. Maybe it's a reverse insecurity, but I'm confident, cocky as fuck. And a couple of losses here and there does not make me feel no less than what the fuck I am. I am K-Rock, Kenyatta Williams. Get that motherfucking straight. I don't give a fuck about celebrity status. I don't give a fuck about news, media, journalists. Fuck what your opinion is. I don't give a fuck. Like, serious. I'm for real. I'm not just saying it just to try to psych myself out into believing it. I'm telling you this because I want you to really know the actuality that I don't give a fuck about your opinion, man. So stop it. You know what I mean? Y'all cute. You know, the goofy motherfuckers that be walking past smiling and looking stupid as fuck when I see you. If you only had an idea of what my outlook of you was, like my perception to you. Seriously. So stop the fuckery and the ignorance. It's not a good look. You dig what I'm saying? For real. Let me do me. I'm going to get myself together. None of you motherfuckers is going to get me together. Contrary to your thoughts. It's great that you have that level of confidence that you believe that. But nigga, please. I got me. Okay. So, to my mother and my daughters, I love y'all with all my heart. Everything is going to be in proper accordance, I guarantee you. And eventually, I'm going to have more consistency. I'm going to have more shows coming out. And it's going to be in my time. When I get ready, when the fuck I feel like it. You dig what I'm saying? It's the Kenyatta Williams Show. Meaning, I got this shit. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I love y'all. Please continue to pray. Stay prayed up. And move away from toxicity. Toxic people. Don't you know them type of people that every time you come around them, it's always something negative. They always think the worst in any situation. Oh my God. Where is your faith at? Got more faith in things going wrong than you doing things going right. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Kenyatta Williams Show. I'm out. Thank y'all for listening. Eventually, I have music and interviews with people and so forth. For those that stick around and wait for it, I love you. Those that don't, love you too. Kenyatta Williams Show. I'm out.